This is Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by the Lansing Lugnuts catcher, Ryan Gold. Ryan, your first year in the Midwest League, how are things going?
Really good. Playing well, just trying to adjust from, you know, rookie ball up to like a full season team. And it's tough, but, you know, coaches are here to help out, and everything's working out pretty well right now. So, you know, we'll just keep it rolling.
Before you joined the Lugnuts, what advice did people give you about joining a full season team?
Have a good routine. Pretty much stick to something that, you know, you find yourself having success with, and just keep on doing it as long as you can. And then, you know, whenever you hit a slump, you try to get out of it as quick as possible, and then figure out something to help you, you know, get back into a groove. But just consistency, I believe, is the biggest thing here. Trying to find something that helps you every single day is huge, for sure.
I read a comment from Ross Atkins who said right now what they're trying to work on with Vladimir Guerrero Jr. is just getting a strong routine down. Mm-hmm. How have you developed your own routine?
Honestly, I developed a routine in extended when I was down there. In extended spring training, we do a lot of, you know, every day is basically practice, and, you know, you play some days, you don't play other days, but, you know, it helps you figure out what you need to do to, you know, be prepared to when you get a call up to come up here. And, you know, when I came up here, I followed the same routine that I did, you know, T-work, what I did in BP, before, like pregame routines for catching. You know, it just sticks with you, and it makes you more comfortable too, because it's sort of like it's like you do the same thing every single day, so it's just another day, kind of. And even with, you know, not playing in front of people, like this many people before, it kind of just helped me get locked in and, you know, just stay within myself, and, you know, it helps me perform to a high level.
How does that make a difference, to play in front of bigger crowds?
Oh, it's a lot of fun. I love it. You know, you kind of, when you first get up there and you see the big crowd, like my first one was Fort Wayne, I was kind of like awestruck. I was like, wow, you know, like this is what baseball should feel like. Last year I was in the Appalachian League, and, you know, the biggest crowd we played in front of was like 4,000 people, and that was the first game of playoffs. So that was fun for me, but I've gotten used to it, which is, you know, it's normal. But I have a ton of fun, you know, coming out here, playing in front of crowds like that, just performing to what I know I can. And, it's a great experience.
Looking over the roster of Bluefield last year, mm-hmm. You guys were sick.
Oh, yeah.
How good of a team was that?
It was honestly unreal. Kevin Smith, Noda, me, Spraker, you know, Ty Tice, Maximo. You have a lot of people, Chavez, like most of those guys are up here now or in Dunedin. So that kind of just tells you, like, one or two years here in pro ball, and now you're out of rookie ball and already in, you know, a full season team. That kind of shows you how, like, good the talent was on the team right then and there. And, you know, we all knew how good we were, but it was just, you know, staying in the moment, having fun, just playing baseball like we know how to do. And that's basically what we did all season, and it turned out really well. You know, made playoffs first time in a couple of years, I think, and we won the Mercer Cup, which was awesome. And you know, had a great time with the just getting to know everybody, and the team camaraderie and all that was great.
What's it like winning the Mercer Cup for your home faithful? How delighted were they?
I think Dennis was the most excited out of anybody. We had a meeting in the beginning of the year, I think it was like the first or second day we were there, and he brings out the big cup, and he's like, hey, you know, we won this, I don't know, 2013, I think, the last time it was, and he's like, I want to win it this year. So we're like, all right, fine. He's like, it's a big deal for the whole entire state, like our county, and I'm like, all right. Like, everybody was like, all right, we got this, let's do it. So we went 11 games and we won the first seven, so, you know, we kind of finished it off pretty quickly, and it was nice. We did it at home in front of a good crowd on and, you know, it was awesome to just experience that with all the hometown people, and, you know, just get to, you know, win what we thought we were going to right away, so we didn't really have to wait too long.
Everyone has their own Dennis Holmberg story. I know to told you about the ET that he gave him.
Oh, yeah.
What did Dennis give to you, or how did he nickname you?
My nickname was kind of just given to me in high school, and it kind of carried on to pro ball without me even telling people. You know, people call me Goldie, and it kind of just stuck since I was like 12. So that's what I go by. Nobody really knows my first name. So, but Dennis gave me more advice than anything. You know, he was just like, you know, you're going to have your ups and downs. You just got to kind of keep grinding through it. Even though, like, some days you don't want to play and you don't want to be here, like, you wouldn't want to be in school right now doing homework that you would have to get done. And I'm like, yeah, you're right. I wouldn't want to. And then, you know, I was kind of in a little slump last year for like a week or so. And Dennis stuck me in the 9 hole. Or no, the 8. He was I was batting 8 one game, and he's like, you know, one year when I was coaching in Dunedin, I had Jeff Kent. He's like, you know who Jeff Kent is? I was like, yeah, I know who Jeff Kent is. He's like, well, he was my 8th hole. He was like my 8 hitter. You know what I told him? And I'm gonna tell you the same. I was like, no, what did you tell him? He's like, my 8 hole hitter is my second cleanup hitter. And I was like, well, yeah, 4-4. That sounds about right. And he's like, well, that year, Jeff had 30 home runs and 100 RBIs. And I was like, oh, well, you know, I'd take that. So I was like, if I could be Jeff Kent, that'd be great, you know. And he was like, yeah, so just don't worry about where you hit. It's what you do. It's what you do when you're in the box and how you help out the team. And that stuck with me because, you know, as you move up, you may not always be a 4-hole hitter or a 3-hole hitter. You may be it here. But next year you could be the 8 hitter or the 9 hitter because there's just that many people on the team that are either better than you or just, you know, contribute better in those spots. And, you know, right now, last year I hit 5th, 6th, 7th, and kind of hitting like that here. And I'm fitting in, it fits the way that I play, like my personality at the plate. Like, I like to drive in runs. I like to produce. I don't have to hit home runs to be known. Like, I could hit doubles, singles, get runs in, score runs for guys, sort of just like flipping the lineup over. And I feel like I do a pretty good job at that right now, and I just want to keep that going.
After last year ended, mm-hmm. did you attack the off season with any specific goals in mind?
Yeah, I wanted to work on my receiving, my stance, and for catching, and, you know, just keep on doing what I'm doing, hitting. And the whole off season, I caught bullpens. I worked off machines. And I just perfected or tried to perfect what I could before spring training. And it worked. Like, I came into spring training catching really well, you know, receiving well, blocking well. And I just felt like that the work that I put in the off season really showed for spring training and through extended, and that's why I was given this opportunity to come up here this year.
How was your spring training this year different than your spring training last year?
Last year I was kind of just getting a feel for how it was all gonna go and like what to do, what not to do. And, you know, this year I came in not a veteran, but like somebody that knows what to do, how to go about their day, what to expect of spring training.
It's different being a sophomore or junior in high school than a freshman.
For sure. Yeah, that's exactly what it felt like. It, especially coming out of high school, that's exactly what I went back into as a senior out of high school. I went back as a freshman in pro ball, basically. So my junior season this year, like, I'm feeling pretty good. You know, spring training this year, I wasn't as anxious. I wasn't as I wouldn't say scared, but like, I wasn't nervous about doing anything and going in there and messing up. Like, it's like you're just getting back into the swing of things and, you know, getting used to the speed of the game again. And last year I wasn't really playing a lot of games in spring training. I was more just practicing because I went to extended. But this year I had a shot of making Lansing out of spring training, so I kind of went in there a week and then I was right into games. So it was more of a performance play this year than it was, you know, just preparing myself for a short season team. And I feel like me just going in there and saying I need to do this, this, and this kind of kept me on track onto what I had to do every single day. And you know, it worked out. I played really well in spring training, and unfortunately I didn't make the team, but you know, injuries happen, trades happen, releases happen, and you know, you find yourself where you actually want to be at the end of the year. So it was worth it for sure.
Joined by the Lugnuts catcher Ryan Gold. You come to the Lugnuts. Immediately, Antonio Castro says, I love him. Cesar Martin says, I love him. How did you develop such strong relationships with both of them?
Well, Cesar was my manager my first year in the GCL. I kind of was going through a rough patch, just getting used to pro ball. And, you know, I leaned on him to teach me a lot and, you know, just to, you know, learn how to act like as a professional. And he helped me a lot with that. And him and I and my family are actually like super close. They came down to GCL 3 or 4 times, and he was really good with them. He wanted to meet them, talk to them. And even this year when my dad came up to visit, unfortunately Cesar was on vacation, but he was like, yeah, make sure when they come back up that I want to talk to them. I want to say hi, see how they're doing. He always asked me how they are. And you know, it was nice just to know that I had my manager on my side. And you know, it was easier to just go there every day and be yourself. And I think that's what I've been doing really well here in pro ball, is just being myself, not trying to do too much. You know, I'm a happy kid. I like to joke around. I like to laugh. And I think that's why they all can get along with me pretty well. I'm approachable. I'll talk to you, and you know, I'm just easygoing, so it's nice. Yeah.
Have you ever gone out to the mound and cracked somebody up?
I crack myself up sometimes, especially with some of the guys that we have on our team. Three of the pitchers are my roommates here, and you know, you talk about Turner, we talk about Riley. Like, it's hard not to laugh at some points of the game. Even when it's like a stressful situation, I always find myself smiling, like laughing at them, or just the way they look at me, it makes me laugh. And you know, just when you, if you say like one thing, I'm just gonna start dying. So it's not hard to be in the moment, but you know, when you're out there with all of your friends just having a blast, like it's hard not to just have fun, you know, and to have a positive attitude, especially if you're not doing well. Those guys will really help out with me for sure.
Why did you first start playing catcher?
Well, it was when I was 12, and I wasn't as physically fit as I am now, and I was a shortstop and an outfielder, corner outfielder, and a pitcher when I was little. And my coach, who the travel ball team that I was playing for, he was a catcher, and he's like, hey, you have good athleticism. I want to see what you can do behind the plate. And I said, well, I don't have a cup, so I don't really feel like catching right now. And he's like, well, just go back there and, you know, don't get hit. And I was like, all right. So I went back there. I didn't mind when people threw it in the dirt and balls would hit me. I kind of just naturally was a good blocker, and receiving was kind of rough, but, you know, he's like, you could be a good catcher. And I'm like, all right. So he's like, come do lessons with me and do catching lessons. And he's like, do you want to play in the bigs? I'm like, yeah. He's like, well, the fastest way to get there is to catch and to swing left-handed. And I was like, oh, I'd do that. So so he's like, exactly. So now you need to come catch. And I was like, all right. So, yeah, when I was 12, I caught, and then I haven't stopped since. So, yeah, kind of just shoved into catching, which was not a bad thing because now I'm here. So
who's the easiest pitcher to catch so far that you've had to catch in the organization?
He's not here. Mm-hmm. But I like catching Marcus Reyes. I don't know if you know him or not. He's on Vancouver, but Marcus is pretty easy. A lot of the guys here I've caught a lot, so it's really easy for me. But him and I kind of have like a weird thing where we just click, and we think the exact same pitch, and every single time I put a sign down, and you know, he's pretty accurate. He's doing really well in Vancouver right now, so hopefully we see him up here soon. But, yeah, I mean, guys here like Spraker, Turner, Donnie, they're pretty easy to catch, and we're pretty much on the same page the whole time, so it's not bad.
Lugnuts catcher Ryan Gold, thank you for your time.
No problem. Anytime.
I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, and this is Lugnuts Baseball.